Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the one cheek, turn and offer the other as well. And from the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back. Do to others as you would have them do to you, for if you love those who love you, what credit is there in that? Even the sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, then what credit in there is that? Even the sinners do the same. If you lend money to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners and get back the same amount. Rather, love your enemies, do good to them, and lend expecting nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High, for he himself is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging, and you will not be judged. Stop condemning, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and gifts will be given you. Good measure, packed down, shaken and overflowing, will be poured out into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That one of my favorite questions to ask in confession is, when is it easiest for you to be good? And you usually get kind of out. And so then I say, well, when is it hardest for you to be good? And the reason I ask those two questions is because when you think about a typical day, or a typical week, or even a typical month, the number of times we're actually confused about what the right thing to do is pretty small. But the number of times we know exactly what the right thing to do is, and we just don't do it, it's pretty high, right? Most of the time, we know the kind of things that we ought to, not just the kind of things we shouldn't do, but the kind of things we should, right? Like, it's one thing to just not talk out of class and get in trouble, but it's a whole different thing to sit with a kid and chat to your idiot.
Things that we struggle with, the habits we don't have, but want. Every one of us has
high. Who all is wearing either a cross or a crucifix or a medal or a scapular or something like that? I see one. I know there's more. So the reason we put those things on, the reason we wear medals or scapulars or crosses or crucifixes, is to remind us. So that there's something always touching our body, reminding us of who we are and what we're supposed to do. Would those who are married raise their hands? Rings. The reason we wear our rings is to remind us of the promises that we made and who we are. So that the rings that your teachers wear are not just jewelry. They remind them of the kind of people that they're supposed to be. And they're the kind of teachers they can be at their best because of being true, the promises they made to them. The reason the priest wears so many clothes is the very same thing. And you know what happens is when you find yourself without these reminders, it's a lot easier to forget. It's a lot easier to forget who it is God wants you to be and how it is we're supposed to be in the world. So, the first assignment is that hack. Think about what it is you need to work on this week. And put it on in your head, like putting your shirt on in the morning, so that it touches your body all.